National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good day. And another triumphant visit on Donald Trump's 9-day tour. Boy, I'll tell you, he's really an unpredictable guy, isn't he? But I would think a guy so intelligent, you could say, oh, he's not intelligent, he's stupid. Yeah, he made billions of dollars, constructed some fabulous deals in so many different arenas and hotels and golf courses, television, top television show, president of the United States. Now the guy's stupid, right? The people who are calling him stupid are actually stupid because they don't know when they come across someone who knows how the game is played. And a very successful Saudi Arabian trip. You know, you got to be careful what you say. He's been pretty careful, no major miscues, pretty much stuck to the script. On to Israel. I'm not thrilled about two things. He switched on settlements where he is not looking to get those constructed for now, and he's holding off on making the Jerusalem the capital. But I want to tell you this, or approving Jerusalem to be the capital. This is all part of the game, ladies and gentlemen. The stupid people on the left say, oh, you should tell everybody what he's going to do and be honest and open. It's not the way the real world works. I believe he will support those two ideas. I believe he and Netanyahu have a great relationship. He is, in a sense, obligated to go on to visit the factions led by Abbas and on the West Bank. I mean, it's part of what you have to do. Everything is kind of a trade-off. It's like China. Let's build up our trade. Let's do something against North Korea, and here's what we'll do for you. That's what negotiation is about. And although I don't put myself in the category of Donald Trump, I don't know how many people can, I understand the process. I understand when sometimes you have to just suck it up, bite the lip, and go along with it and create a unified front to get rid of the scourge, the absolute scourge that is destroying the Mideast and other areas of the world. You had that horrific event yesterday, or the night before, in Manchester, England, where these barbarians, these subhumans, specifically targeted young people. It's unfathomable how even a deranged human brain can get that low. And the answer is not coddle them and provide them jobs. The answer is wipe them off the face of the earth. See, every year I use Bain Pest Control, a little plug for Bain. They're the best. go to BanePestControl.com. Every year, they haven't come to my house. I spot a few ants. I spot some insects. I spot some hornets. And every year, before they attack and savage my house, I have them eradicated. And the only way to eradicate, and I don't know if you can't, just like you can't wipe out termites. Only way you can have them eradicated is destroy as many as you can. Destroy them. Kill them. Demolish them. And oh boy, the critics don't like it when you say that. How invasive of human rights as these monsters cut off the heads of human beings, innocent human beings, and put them in cages and burn them. If they're gay, they throw them off roofs of homes. You want to compromise with these people? Go ahead and compromise. Because if the situation ever came down where one of you was in a particular situation and you had hope for some mercy, you wouldn't get it. So the Manchester debacle, it's good news in the sense that maybe it'll wake up a few more people. It obviously has not woken up Germany. And it's a little late, I think, for France and England. And it's getting a little late for the United States. It's gotten a little late, I believe, in Canada, at least from the people I speak with up there. And we're just going to have a reign of terror on this earth until an Islamic flag or an ISIS flag is hanging over the White House, because that's their goal. And Trump, I think, is prioritizing everything he's doing on this trip. And he's fighting every element out there. And he has to deal with all the untruths. I'll give you some of them because I don't want you to forget. Election machines in three states weren't hacked to give Donald Trump the election. If anything, they were hacked in other states. And as Alan Dershowitz said to me in the conversation we had on the air about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, with his new book, if the elections were rigged by the Democrats, how come they couldn't win? And I didn't even blink. I said it's because they couldn't rig them enough. There's always a justification on the other side. Republicans are very, very slow on justifications. Election machines in these states weren't hacked to give Trump the election. Trump has been the target of so many people out there. I sit back here and wonder how anybody could take it. Now, there weren't any mass resignations at the State Department upon his inauguration. Not that Trump sought an order to ban all Muslims. He temporarily sought a suspension in visas for everyone, regardless of their religion, from these seven Middle Eastern states that the Obama administration earlier had identified as incapable of properly vetting themselves to the U.S. Now, let me give you a little insight into human behavior. If you are in politics and if you don't take positions that you're going to change and justify, depending upon the group you speak to, you're addressing, you're going to lose the election. I've always had the justification that if I were in politics, what I would do would be to slant, and I'm being honest with you, slant my positions, avoid lies, but slant my positions. It's a matter of language and how you use it. And then when you get elected, you follow through on what you promised. You can't do it on everything right now. You just can't. He's fighting too many elements. But look at all the major doctrines, the constitutional support he's offering, the decisions he's making through executive order. It's absolutely amazing. It's amazing. And do you see how much credit he gets out there for it? None. He must have an exterior and an interior of steel to be able to do what he's doing and tell everyone he's not going to do it any other way because this is what he promised the American public. The lies going around have been so destructive and personal that I think Trump is going to have to let his people handle it, and he's going to have to stay out of the limelight and just do what he's doing. Going to come back and go into some of these lies. We all know them, but they're worth reinforcing.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Jack Welch, and you're listening to Stu Taylor on Business. All right, Matt, I wanted that to play a couple of minutes. I've talked with this with other people who work the board, but I don't think I ever have with you. What did you think of that song?
To be honest, Sue, I actually like all the songs that you use for intros. I know they're a little before my time, but I like them.
Yeah, thanks. Well, here's my point. This was written by a black girl who grew up under tough circumstances in the South. And Carla Thomas. And she wrote this song at 15. She wrote the lyrics. She wrote the music at and sang it at 15 years old.
Wow.
How's that? I mean, isn't that amazing? I listen to this every time and I say, it's amazing. All right, that's Carla Thomas and Gee Whiz. Now, Gee Whiz, how do I get back to where I was? I was gonna come back here and talk about the contradictions, the flaws, the hypocritical statements and actions that have entailed, especially, I mean, you can go back, but Obama's years, since nobody did it better than Obama. And the words coming out and the just horrifically insulting, if a Republican ever said this about a Democrat, I think they'd be prosecuted and there'd be a way of putting them in jail. Hey, our First Amendment rights are gone anyway. But the accusations coming out, and I don't know whether this is first from the Washington Post, the Financial Times, the New York Times, I don't remember. There have been so many accusing Donald Trump's beautiful wife, who's very elegant, very bright, of working for an elite escort or prostitute service. Now, I don't believe for a second it's true, but it's irrelevant to me at this point whether it is or whether it isn't. To put this out, and then there was a retraction, to put this out with no information to support it. I mean, it's like a capital crime. She then said that she and Barron Trump, he's got a great head of hair, hasn't he? Nice kid. Would not be moving on to the White House. And she took hell for it. I don't see what's so unusual. She wants him to finish school. The Obamas have stayed in Washington so that their kids could finish school. Those are personal decisions that transcend any office, any job. And now the accusations that Barron Trump had autism. Trying to think of the, I think it was an MSNBC reporter who came out and stated that. It's, I mean, it's electrifying in the sense it's so despicable. And yet it doesn't matter with people like Bill Maher and Stephen Colbert. They can say anything they want. And guess what? The ratings of their shows go up and up and up. On the other hand, and I'm not necessarily taking sides on this, but Fox couldn't wait fast enough to get rid of Bill O'Reilly, who was the top draw for the network until he lost his 23 advertisers and a lot of settlements of sexual harassment to a lot of the beautiful blondes on that show. I know O'Reilly's not a great guy. I don't know whether he did that. I mean, I think, hey, I guess you can look at Anthony Weiner in the extreme. Look what he did. He was going to be mayor in New York. Bill O'Reilly, I mean, high on a pedestal, making about $25 million a year. He could get any woman he wants. I mean, and I shouldn't say that. You can get a lot of beautiful blonde women if that's what they're looking for. Why would he go after the staff at Fox? And as a result, my feeling right now, my watching Fox has decreased by more than 50% since all of these changes. It's not enough to have Tucker Carlson taking the spot. It's tough to find anybody who has the magic of Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly. And yet, Fox sustains itself, at least for the moment. But I see this as a great opportunity. I mean, if I had, you know, X hundreds of millions in the bank, I'd say I think I'd like to start a conservative radio network. I don't, so we won't continue that conversation. So the accusations about Melania's son having ADD, it's just awful. You look at Trump himself, he never ran racist ads as a supposed candidate in a political campaign. And Kellyanne Conway denies that in a private conversation between segments on MSNBC, she privately alluded to her hosts that she had to take a shower after working for Donald Trump. Do you think Kellyanne Conway's that stupid? I think she's pretty smart. And once these words come out, you say it long enough, you know, you say it long enough, you tell lies long enough, and pretty soon they become truths. Trump never suggested to the Mexican president that the United States was going to invade Mexico. And Trump never planned to mobilize the National Guard to send back illegal aliens. He also did not remove a Martin Luther King bus from the White House. Ask Obama what he did with the bust of Winston Churchill and was shoved in another room. The differences are so extreme, not only between Trump and Obama, but between Obama and other past presidents, that I find it incomprehensible every single day that there should be anyone who has any admiration for this traitor. All right, coming up, Alex Wilson, Precious Timber.
All right, Stu, I actually have Alex ready whenever you want to talk to him. Sure, just let me know.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won. And I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Wayne Rogers. You see me every week on the Fox channel talking about business, and somebody who's a good as I am, if not better, Stu Taylor. Listen to his Business Talk Radio Network.
What the world needs now is love. All right, we return as we are fortunate enough to have every week Alex Wilson joining us. He's the CEO of Precious Timber. I want to give you the website. It's PreciousTimber.com. And since we have new listeners every week, I need to be repetitive in saying this, because what's most important in doing any of these radio shows is never having misrepresentation, either on the part of the radio talk show host or the guest. So let me just say that Alex is not an investment advisor and is not giving any investment advice. This is not a specific offering, an offer to sell securities or an invitation for others to purchase securities. Securities may only be sold by exemption or registration. And for those of you a little gun-shy in contacting people, there's no harassment. Alex Wilson is here primarily to provide visibility and information on an area of investing for a certain segment that most people never really thought about, and I certainly was one of them. And he's here to join us. Alex, long introduction, but I think sometimes that's necessary.
I agree, and thank you. It's nice to be back on the show, Stu.
Yeah, let's have you address the issue here. You talked about investing and some of the ramifications. When you look, for example, in the mining business, it's the same. What's the status of the infrastructure, the help, regulations, the safety and security of the country, the state of satisfaction on the part of the workers. But the one feature that I look at right at the top of the line is, if I go to a city and everything is fine as far as the food and the entertainment, but it may be dangerous, there are many reasons not to go to that city. When you have the converse of the situation, that there's an attractive place that I think it's safe to say not a lot of people realize how safe and what a wonderful tourist haven Nicaragua is. And it offers everything. And I'm going to let you tell us what it offers rather than have me get into it. So the business is based in Nicaragua. You can go to PreciousTimber.com. Tell us what's so special about Nicaragua.
Well, it's unknown right now. I mean, you know, years ago it was well known. It was in the news when they were going through their revolution in the 70s and 80s. And, of course, the news is focused and fixated on negative, negative, negative. So, I mean, we get to hear the stuff that they want us to hear, but we don't. You know, as in general, I mean, we're busy people, let's face it. We're working, we're doing things that we have to do to continue our lives. And so we're not digging deep. We're hearing the peripheral stories of places. And it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, Nicaragua or whether it's Singapore or whether it's the U.S. The news channels tell us one story, but the facts are something else. The facts for Nicaragua are very simple. In 1989 is when they with the U.S. help, formed their constitution, and they've had an unbelievable transformation over the last almost 30 years, to the point now where Nicaragua has been called the safest of all Latin American countries, not just for living purposes, but to travel to, for vacation purposes and for business. you can go down the list, Cargill, Unilever, Johnson & Johnson, billions of dollars of direct foreign investment. In fact, last week, I got a call from the Harvard Management Company, which runs the Harvard University Endowment. In fact, I'm talking to them today. They called my office. They said our firm was recommended to them by the U.S. Embassy, and they're extending their investments into Nicaragua. They're already in the forestry business. They're already in cattle. As you know, this is our business. We're in the forestry world. We're in coconuts. We're in coffee. But it's a misunderstood place, but only for a certain section of the population. If you're 40 years or below, you look at Nicaragua differently than if you are maybe 45 and older.
All right, and that's perhaps a direct reference to whom this investment may prove to be a terrific opportunity, by and large. You know, there are always exceptions. I'm looking at beautiful, beautiful color folders of Nicaragua, and I encourage people, and I know you've opened your arms, you're welcoming people to come down and look, but I encourage people to Google Nicaragua photos. I mean, it's you're looking at really a historical haven that is safe with every amenity that can be offered. And when you combine the opportunity that you're offering with a great place to take a vacation, I mean, it's certainly a justification or a rationalization for taking that trip, but they've got to be interested. And again, who are the typical people who would invest in this? It's not your average person.
It is not, no. I mean, we're talking about the agricultural space. So as we talk about familiarity and unfamiliarity, the average investor, if you will, you ask them what they're invested in, and it'll probably come back stocks, bonds, mutual funds, maybe some real estate, maybe some precious metals. Very few will say, hey, I'm heavily invested in agriculture. The higher net worth person, what's called the accredited investor here in the U.S., they've probably dabbled, but, we're talking valuable timber. We're talking commodities such as the coconut and coffee, coffee being, the second most globally traded commodity to crude oil. Coconuts, of course, has become a stable commodity today. I was reading a story just the other day that there's two guys in New Jersey that started Vita Coco, which is a coconut water drink. They're looking and shopping to sell their company after just a dozen years for $1 billion+. So, I mean, the space is for a long-term investor, someone that wants to protect their wealth, someone that wants good income from it, steady income, free from the zigzagging market that just, we're right at that bubble stage again now. We saw what happened in 2008. We saw what happened in 1999. We keep getting haircuts from the traditional asset classes. And so the one thing that agriculture offers is a little freedom from that. So money doesn't go up and down in such spikes. It's pretty constant. And, of course, it's Mother Nature that's creating the profits. Biology is the one that's growing our money. And, of course, biology doesn't care about the cycles in the U.S. or global economy. So it's a space for people that, as I say, trying to protect wealth, grow wealth, have a long-term income, and that's not the average investor. It's a small section of the investment community.
Obviously, you can't be specific, but give us a general projection in the future where you intend to go with precious timber and what the company might look like in 2, 3, 5 years.
Yeah, well, we've been down there now for 17 years, so it's not like we're new to the area. So we've got tremendous relationships both in the local community where we do a lot of social conscious work. We're also very big on the environment. You may as well call us an impact investing company for those that understand today there are ways to meaningfully create a vehicle for profit, but also whilst you're doing that, you're putting good back on and into the planet. So our 5-year plan is very simple. We're in the middle now of putting together a 1 million tree, 10,000 acre coconut operation. We're continuing to expand our lumber mill. We're moving into furniture manufacturing. So the company's being built for, you know, long-term wealth sort of appreciation. It's a legacy play for my family. And, of course, our clients that want their money managed this way look to companies like us because we are an agricultural management company that offers an opportunity for someone to diversify internationally into real estate, into in another different part of the world, commercially, and agricultural real estate. So we have great plans.
What stuck out in what you're saying, and you look at the United States and what's happened to the manufacturing of furniture. Used to be you go down to Rose and all those companies in North Carolina and South Carolina. It was a thriving industry. Today it isn't. Are you thinking that maybe some of this furniture production, if you ever get into it, could relate back to the U.S.?
Absolutely. It's already being done. Most of the stuff that's made, in any event, down there comes to the U.S. and some goes to Europe. But absolutely, I mean, that's part of the plan.
All right. It's quite a plan. PreciousTimber.com. Just contact them. There's no obligation. Get a brochure. Alex, thanks so much. We're going to see you back here next week.
Thank you, Stu.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Ken Blanchard, co-author of The 1 Minute Manager and all kinds of fun leadership and management books. I've been interviewed by Stu Taylor a number of times, and I always look forward to it. He's really well prepared. He asks good questions, and it's just a fun dialogue with him because he's a tremendous learner. So I would recommend to you, any time with Stu is worth it.
All right, our final segment. I kind of got interrupted and thought by my own planning here about, and then I didn't, because I could go on for show after show, which would mean I'd be automatically interrupted about the clash of character and culture between Trump and Obama. Trump never suggested to the Mexican president that the United States was going to invade Mexico. You know, there are a lot of rumors of that. Trump did not plan to mobilize the National Guard to send back illegal aliens. These are all truthisms. There was no evidence that he ever promised to ease Russian sanctions, much less that he promised the Russians he'd be flexible after he was elected. You, do you remember Obama saying to Medvedev, who was filling in for Putin by law, when I get elected, I have a little more flexibility? Not a word. Could you imagine if Trump ever said that? We'd have hearings, we'd have impeachment proceedings. All of this makes me angrier than ever that the Republicans who have so much control in so many areas, and I understand they're fighting the media and they just can't muster the guts to stand up. You may like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. I think they're traitors and I think they're rhinos. There was no evidence that Trump ever offered to ease Russian sanctions. He did not short the FBI for resources to conduct an investigation into the Russian collusion. He didn't go to Moscow to watch prostitutes in his bed urinate where Barack Obama had previously slept. Donald Trump is a guy who has never drank. Donald Trump is a guy who doesn't drink coffee or alcohol or smoked. He's a clean freak. He never liked to shake hands. He's forced to do it now. Does this sound like someone who would watch prostitutes in bed urinate? These blatant lies and leaks, none of them are prosecuted. Now we've got word coming out. Oh, yeah, I know we've got some leads on a couple of people here in terms of unmasking. And I hate to sound like the ultimate pessimist. I really do. Can I tell you in advance what's going to happen? Nothing. And can I tell you in advance what Donald Trump should do? He should turn his whole legal team over, hire 100 lawyers to protect himself, and begin proceedings to use Jeff Sessions as our attorney general, who is hard and tough on crime. And he should be concentrating on the other issues. I don't know whether he'll do that. Right now, this 9-day trip is of too much high priority to get bogged down in it. Trump did not short the FBI of resources to conduct an investigation into Russian collusion. He didn't go to Moscow, and yet it's the news keeps coming out and coming out. Not a shred of evidence in 10 months, and yet we needed special investigators, special prosecutors, committees. I mean, when I start watching television and I start seeing some of these leaders on the left, Elijah Cummings, he should be thrown out. And yet, the music keeps playing. This is what worries me, because I don't know if Trump is going to make it through the 4 years. Hey, listen, here's two things you can define as assets. One, and that may be a liability, but it may be driving him. One is he loves this country. There's no doubt about it. And number two, he loves the limelight like nobody I've ever seen. That may be driving him as well. Do you think he really got two scoops of ice cream while limiting his guests to one and told them you're going to have meatloaf? Or walking around in the early evening in a bathrobe? Or he can't find the light switch in the White House? And this is what we read about. Transgender bathrooms, LBG. It just goes on and it's relentless. Instead of focusing on, and I haven't done that in today's show here, instead of focusing on all he has accomplished. I have criticism of things that he's doing. I don't want to see 5,000 troops go back into Afghanistan. He says as advisors, it always starts out that way. I think it's a big mistake in terms of our foreign policy to do it. I like the pinprick strikes of Syria and other areas, our intelligence sources. But I'm not behind the scenes like you are not behind the scenes. And you have to learn to separate the fake news from the real news. We may continue this tomorrow, but I do want to say there are so many websites out there where you can get educated, not Politico, not the Washington Post, not the Onion, that you'll have a dramatically different view of this country if you get yourself an education. It is my hope that people do, because the current danger we're experiencing has not passed. I want to thank everyone for listening, as I always do, and I'm going to go back on this subject rather heavily about the clash of cultures, environments, ideology between Barry Obama slash Hillary Rotten Clinton and Donald Trump because people want to hear about it.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.